Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Good evening. Always a pleasure to get Leeds Urology Partnership on the Health and Wellbeing Show. I recently popped along to the Spire Leeds Hospital to discuss infertility within men and the fact that there's going to be a new clinic opening up, which will hopefully make it far more easier for guys to get checked out. Here's Dr. Oliver Kayes with more.
So we are very much aware that access for men with infertility issues is a little difficult. Sometimes it's hard to get through to your GP or someone with some experience, and it's a very prevalent problem. So it's about 1 in 8 couples will have a problem conceiving in their lifetime, and of that, at least 50% of those has a male factor problem associated, and 30% is purely the male problem. And we know it stigmatizes couples as, who's to blame. And we want to alleviate that and try and have a very transparent pathway and process, initially running this clinic through the Spire, Leeds and Roundhay, where people can come, they can be assessed by myself clinically, or provide a sample, which is usually part of the process, to understand a little bit about where they stand with regards to their fertility, whether it's optimal, suboptimal, and what we can do to improve it.
Yeah, I've actually preempted my next question, because I was going to say, is it a problem that you find infertility within men? It's increasing.
So we see across the board a downward trend in sperm counts globally. And it's a really interesting academic question. Why is this happening? There's a number of philosophical ideas around, are we being exposed to something during our most important growth period, so puberty or even in childhood, or is this actually something that's happening when we're exposed in the womb? So pesticides and plastics, diets, they've all been proposed. There's definitely something out there that's causing a trend in lower testicular function, so sperm counts are definitely falling, and it's something that we all need to be aware of, particularly if we have an encounter with bad health or we have other clinical conditions that may impact our health or we're taking certain medications.
Like with a lot of things in life, always old wives' tales that certain things can cause a low sperm count. So, for example, I've been told tight underpants, maybe if you cycle a lot, can those things actually play a part in it or not?
Yep, see a lot of men who have done their own research. One of the clearest links is heat. So even in quite large population studies, we've shown that if you can reduce the temperature of the testicles, and they're outside the body for a reason, it has to be a couple of degrees cooler than your core temperature to have optimum sperm production. So anything that heats them up, and that's usually tight underwear, it could be a condition such as a varicose seal, which is a varicose vein around the testicle. It could be certain activities. We have a number of elite athletes who have come in and asked us to sort of structure their training programs and to understand what their fertility might be impacted by very, high endurance energy programs that they're undertaking. So, yes, it's certainly one of the main things that we think about, but there's also other things like diet and some of the medications they're taking, how regularly you're having intercourse, how well you have normal sexual function.
Do you often find that with the patients who come to see you, if you've got female and male partnership, is it the lady who has pushed that man forward to go and get checked out because the guys see it as a bit of an embarrassing topic to talk about?
I think that's hit the nail on the head. And also we see across the media, Mick Jagger's having kids in his late 70s. It's not a man's problem, is it, conceiving? We can do this throughout our whole lifetime. Whereas for women, there is a biological clock and a window when pregnancies are much more easier to occur, and it takes two to tango. So whilst we're always looking for a cause, we don't want to put blame on either side. And like I say, often it's a condition between the two that they haven't had a pregnancy, and that's often within 1 or 2 years, at which point we'd be inviting people for assessment and further investigation.
Now, what about in a situation where a guy knows he's infertile or perhaps has already had a vasectomy and even wants to reverse the process? What can be done about all of that?
So we'll take that information, see you in the clinic, reassess your health status and what's causing the infertility. It's often either an obstruction or it can be a production issue. And those two pathways are very different. So for somebody who's got an obstruction and a vasectomy is the classic case for a number of slightly older men who may have had kids before, reversing that process can be very straightforward using surgery. We use microsurgery techniques to join the two ends of the tube so that sperm can then be restored into the semen normally, and so pregnancy can achieve without the need for assisted help through IVF. If we do need IVF, we're closely linked to Leeds Fertility and Seacroft, and then there's a dual pathway for having women and men assessed so that if we need to use sperm either frozen or fresh for IVF cycles, we're there on hand to help with that. But finding a diagnosis, helping you come to terms with what's going on, demystifying the process, donor sperm, adoption, they are not the frontline treatments for most men, and up to 50% of men coming to see me can have their own biological children, having been told that they can't.
And then with regards to getting checked out via Leeds Urology Partnership, how do they go about that?
So you can contact us here in the office. There's a website. We repeat that every week, and we got it on Stray FM, so leedsurologypartnership.co.uk. It's got our number. You can contact us for more information about appointments and getting in to be tested.
And then just finally, just to reiterate on the new clinic, how's that going to work? Where's it going to be exactly?
So we're running this through the Spire Leeds. We think this will be our primary site, but we'll be across Leeds and Harrogate regions. And the idea really is to make it more accessible for men, to destigmatise the condition and really welcome guys in to say, you know, have a full assessment and then you'll understand more about where you stand in this process. But don't be put off. A lot of people get pregnant in the first time. It's 85% in the first year. And if you keep going, it's 85% in the second year. So whilst it affects a lot of people, the odds are still in your favour.
Leeds Urology Partnership on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.